Rapinski dictating the second part of an IME that I started yesterday on Ronald Passarella. According to the prior records, Mr. Passarella was seen at Kennedy Emergency Room on 12/21/96, complaining of low back pain on the left side that began Monday. But there was no radiation. Period. He underwent x-rays of the lumbar spine and was diagnosed with a lumbar strain for which he was treated and released. Period. On 3/30/98, he was seen at West Jersey Emergency Room due to vomiting and epigastric pain. But in 4/3/98, he had an upper endoscopy, period. The pathology came back as nonspecific gastritis, period. He was also admitted to the hospital on he was hospitalized for abdominal pain and vomiting from 4/10/98 through 5/2/98, period. New paragraph is seen orthopedically at 9/15/99 by, here it is, Dr. Marcelli. Period. He had been seen in 1991 after a fall from a bicycle in which he sustained a compression fracture of L2 and probably L1. But he was currently self-employed as a contractor who back in May was involved in a motor vehicle accident. But he hurt his back at the time and had to be brought by ambulance to the emergency room where he was x-rayed and released. Period. He was told his films were fine. Period. Last week he was lifting an armbar and felt the pain in his back. That was severe. Period. He went to the emergency room and had another x-ray. He was told he had a new problem with a fracture. Period. Dr. Marcelli reviewed the x-rays from 1991 through the present. Period. He diagnosed acute lumbar strain and sprain with a history of compression fracture and early post-traumatic arthrosis of the spine. Period. Insert his interpretation of the x-rays. He saw Dr. Marcelli through 12/6/99. An MRI was done and was completely normal. But there was no evidence of disc herniation, bulging, or acute fractures. Period. He had an injury in 1993 where he sustained compression fractures. Period. He was deemed to have reached a level of maximum medical improvement. Period. However, he returned to Dr. Marcelli on 8/23/21, stating he hurt his knee badly about a month ago and went to the emergency room. But he was wearing, he expressed that, using a cane and walking with a limp. Period. He diagnosed probable medial meniscal tear. Period. New paragraph on 4/22/02, underwent lumbar spine x-rays to be inserted as marked. A left knee MRI was done on 6/11/02, period. Paragraph on 6/20/02, he was seen by Dr. Ciccini, C-E-C-C-H-I-N-I, with bilateral knee pain, period. He was seen on 10/18/02 by pain specialist named Dr. Bayajian, period. He was going to continue with OxyContin at its present dose, period. He did caution, due to his history of alcoholism, that he is somewhat of an increased risk for a relapse, period. The patient may or may not be a candidate for vertebroplasty. Period. He did review the x-rays from April 2002. Period, his diagnostic impression was marked and inserted. Period. On 9/26/02, he underwent a repeat MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted here. Period. That same day, he had plain lumbar spine x-rays that showed no interval change from 4/22/02. Period. There were old compression fractures of L2 and L4. Period. He was seen surgically on 6/19/03 by Dr. Saggio, S-A-G-G-I-O, for a cyst on his back. Period. He followed up with Dr. Bayajian on 4/21/24. Period. About 3 weeks ago, he had an accentuation on the right side of his low back pain, precipitated by some work that he was doing at home. Period. He was going to continue with oxycodone, 40 milligrams every 8 hours, and return on a monthly basis. Period. He continued to see Dr. Bayajian for the next few years, and continued on narcotic medication for back pain. Period. He had some waxing and waning of his symptoms and underwent further diagnostic testing. Period. Vertebroplasty was considered. Period. He saw Dr. Bayajian as late as one fourteen twenty. Period. He still had axial low back pain at lumbar sacral junction. Period. He had recently changed his pharmacy and had less problems obtaining his monthly medications. Period. Diagnoses continued to be lumbar intervertebral disc degeneration, comma, lumbar sacral spondylosis without myelopathy, comma, lumbar compression fracture, comma, and compression fracture of T12 vertebrae with routine healing. Period. He was going to remain on MS cotton 60 milligrams every 8 hours and roxycodone 30 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. Period. They may consider an additional small dose reduction in the spring. Period. And underline this follow-up visit was only shortly before the first alleged subject event of 2/11/20. Period. The petitioner did undergo an MRI of the brain on 12/3/04 that was read as normal. Period. He had an MRI of the left knee on 9/4/07. These results will be inserted here. Period. He was seen orthopedically on 9/10/07 by Dr. Stephen Kahn, K-A-H-N. Period. He was performing maintenance work for Family Services at Burlington when he was in a crawl space on his knees. Period. He heard a pop and had an excruciating pain 20 minutes later about the medial aspect of his left knee. Period. He was seen by Dr. Eskin, E-S-K-I-N, at a workers' comp facility. Period. She recommended an MRI, which he presented with. Period. He was currently using a cane in the right hand for his left knee. Period. Dr. Kahn performed an exam and noted the results of the left knee MRI from 9/4/07 to be inserted as marked. Period. He gave a diagnostic assessment of post-traumatic tear of the posterior horn and body of the medial meniscus of the left knee. Period. They discussed pursuing arthroscopic surgery. Period. New paragraph. On 9/28 of 7, he did undergo surgery on the left knee to be inserted here. Brady returned on 10/5/07 and was ambulated with a cane in his right hand. Period. His sutures were removed on this visit. Period. He followed up with Dr. Kahn through 10/26/07. Period. He recommended a home exercise therapy program for the left knee. Period. New paragraph. On 3/18/09, Dr. Bayajian performed medial branch nerve blocks bilaterally at L2, L3, and L4. Period. On 5/22/09, Dr. Rogers performed L3 vertebroplasty for postoperative diagnosis of L3 compression fracture and L5 compression fracture. Period. He followed up postoperatively scratched that. He had a repeat MRI of the lumbar spine on 4/14/09 at the referral of Dr. Bayajian. They were compared to plain x-rays done on 2/17/09 to be inserted here. Period. He had a three-phase bone scan on 5/12/09 to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Passarella was also seen on 6/23/09. He was seen by Dr. O'Shea. Period. She noted his long history of back problems and more recently a work accident on 4/8/09. Brady was carrying a solid wood door on his right shoulder, coming down steps. Brady slipped on the wet steps about 8 inches. Brady did not fall to the ground, but the weight of the door came down on his right shoulder, and he immediately experienced low back pain. Period. She also noted the serial MRI studies he had undergone and commented about the latest such study to be inserted here. Period. Unrelated to the workers' comp accident was underlying osteoporosis or some other metabolic problem which causes this young man at the age of 30 to have compression fractures, and now with a minor trauma at the age of 51 to continue to have compression fractures. Pierce strongly suggests that he obtain a DEXA scan through his primary health insurance, as well as an endocrinologic workup. Pierce, he also suffered from nicotine abuse and morbid obesity, for which he was advised to stop smoking, especially during this time of healing. Pierce was also recommended he lose weight. Pierce. He has been on chronic narcotics for chronic low back pain, secondary to pre-existing degenerative disc disease of every level of the lumbosacral spine. Pierce wrote, it was unusual he has been on narcotics, but he probably needs some help in treating this chronic problem that was not exacerbated by the workers' comp accident of 4/8/09. Pierce at T11, there was a vertebral body abnormality with no increased uptake during bone scan. It is read as an artifact in the official MRI report. Period. She recommended sedentary duty as well as a workup for the findings just described. great new paragraph. He had a CAT scan of the lumbar spine on 7/24/09 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner returned to Dr. O'Shea on 9/9/09. Period. She noted a DEXA scan from 8/14/09 showed evidence of osteopenia. Period. She recommended he continue with the home exercise program, working on core stabilization. Period. He was also to follow up with pain management specialist Dr. Boyajian. Period. Dr. O'Shea deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and cleared him to return to full duty work as of 9/9/09. Period. He underwent penis Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities on 8/5/09 that showed no evidence of deep vein thrombosis. Period. He did have a DEXA scan on 8/14/09 that met criteria for osteopenia. Period. He had an MRI of the thoracic spine on 6/11/12 to rule out additional compression deformity. Period. He had multiple lumbar compression deformities, which were now chronic. Period. Insert those results here. That same day, he did undergo a lumbar spine MRI compared to a study of 4/13/09 to insert here. Period. On 12/6/12, Dr. Rogers performed T12 kyphoplasty, right T12 vertebroplasty, left pedicleplasty, PLASTY. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were T12 compression fracture and left pedicle fracture. Period. He was monitored from a cardiac standpoint. And on 11/16/16, he was seen by physician assistant Dr. Prajapati for right shoulder pain. Period. It had been going on for the last few months, increased in intensity over the past month. Period. He had lumbar fracture subsequent to surgery, which consists of, scratch that. He remained on oxycodone, 100 milligrams and 30 milligrams of oxycodone for breakthrough pain after a lumbar fracture treated surgically. Period. They had not been really affecting his more recent right shoulder pain. Period. He followed up here at Rothman for his right shoulder. Period. He had an MRI of the right shoulder on 11/21/16 that we're not going to include. Period. New paragraph on 8/24/18. He was seen at Kennedy Emergency Room. Planning of 2 weeks of right-sided flank, non-radiating intermittent sharp pain. Period. After evaluation, including a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, and of the lumbar spine, with rendered diagnoses of low back pain, mild central canal stenosis, and severe bilateral foraminal stenosis from L3 through S1. Period. physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed pes planus deformities, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Pretty stated he does need a right knee replacement surgery. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Spine cervical inspection revealed a forward held posture without apparent scars. Period bilateral rotation was to 60 degrees and extension to 40 degrees, but bilateral side bending and flexion were full. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with an intaglio kit on the right, but did not use a handheld assisted device. Pretty was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 25 degrees, consistent with his large abdominal girth. Pretty extension was to 10 degrees. Pretty bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 80 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. For the rest of that section is normal. Impression is rhinal passerella. Alleges to have been injured at work on 2/11/20, 4/20/22, and 12/14/22. These were superimposed upon chronic low back issues identified as compression fractures since as early as, I believe, 1994. He had serial diagnostic studies confirming the ongoing presence of these fractures. He remained on high doses of narcotics for decades. Period. After the subject event, he had additional diagnostic testing. Period. He did not undergo any further surgery. Period. He has been able to continue working for the insured in a light duty capacity with a 15-pound lifting restriction. Period. He did confirm he fell off of a bicycle in 1990 and cracked his L1 vertebrae. But he also suffers from diabetes and morbid obesity. Period. He has never smoked tobacco. Period. In the paragraph, the current examination found him to be morbidly obese. Period. There is variable mobility about the lumbar spine that comports with his large abdominal girth. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for radicular complaints. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. He had pes planus deformities of the feet. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. New paragraph. I will offer an assessment of permanent disability involving the right leg and lower back for the three different injuries listed. Period. It again is noteworthy that he was treating for chronic low back discomfort through at least 2018, if not 2019. And maybe even through January of 2020. Period. And that's the end.